guys. It's your line, 989-3680 and 777-5500. And this is the first in a series of weekend tapes we're going to be bringing to you here at your line. It's Blue Shoe in the background by Charlie Shoemake, in case any of you care. So what we're going to do this week is we have an interview with a very infamous character throughout the years on the telephone, and that be Al Bernay, or Al Diamond, or however you want to refer to him. But so we have a little interview here with him. It's kind of interesting stuff. I think you'll enjoy it. Also, call that input line at 989-3615 and leave your input there. And the P.O. box is 611 Van Nuys, California, 91408. And so all that stuff sounds good. Mark is being silent this week, but anyway. With that, and with no further ado, we'll go on to a little Al Bernay. Thanks for calling. Mr. Al Bernay, and Mark and I are going to ask him a few questions. Is that okay, Mr. Bernay?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, you want to start the questioning?
It's my turn.
Yes, you're first.
Okay, let's see. Mr. Bernay.
Yes.
Where does terminology such as the bar and aspect and various things like that come about?
Came about because that's the way it sounds when you hang up while you're saying goodbye. You see, if you say goodbye and hang up, you get goodbye like that. And that was done when I ran conferences about 10 years ago. We wanted to make sure that somebody actually did hang up, so for that reason we required them to say goodbye while they disconnected electrically.
I wonder if you could briefly tell us about the reason that you began your lines when they were running recordings.
Well, the only reason I actually ever ran my line was in two parts. Number one was to get map workers to sell maps, and number two, to provide educational interests for those who wanted it. And 10 years ago, there were still a few people who wanted to learn something.
Anyway, realizing that you have been around for a while, and I assume you do still call some of the lines that are up, is that correct?
I only call your line.
But could you kind of...
I think it's unaware of feedback. No, what were you saying?
I was saying... could you give me a brief difference as of how it was 10 years ago as compared to how it is today?
Was that when you first started 10 years ago?
No.
How
10 years ago is when I first let everything start running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I started in 63, 64 around there, running recordings just on my two personal lines for people to call. And occasionally I'd incorporate a loop if the right map selling age happened to call that loop. And there was the 271 loop back in 64, which took in quite a few map workers at that time. But I didn't care to use loops that much. And incidentally, I was told about loops by, believe it or not, a current map worker.
Hmm.
And thought it was a good idea. I had no idea that a year or two later the loops would be misused as they were and still are. But at that time, they were a very, very good source for running recordings for map workers. And then I just kind of ran recordings on my own line. It was just a little more controllable. What things were like? Well, at that time, we would call Ben at 483-something. I forgot the number because Ben moved every few months to a different number.
Mm.
And the number he was on would be an advertisement for the hotel owner who played the part of Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben was an old, kind gentleman with maybe a slight Irish accent who sang the song Happy Days. And that's the actual first line I know of that people used to call.
Hmm.
Then in 68 or 9er came a line called Vermont. Then Z.
Mm-hmm.
And we get back more into modern times.
Mm-hmm.
But in the 60s, none of this was really going around that much. I wonder how many people remember Hot Shot.
Hot Shot?
Yes, I think I've just perked up a few eyebrows. This was the youngest line being run. And can't remember exactly why, but it was very funny, not because of the jokes, but simply just the fact that it was run by a 12-year-old kid
in
a completely different neighborhood than phone freaks live, who just wanted to do it. He turned out to be just simply a kid who wanted very much to sell maps. His parents wouldn't let him. He loved calling the recording for the job, and that inspired him to start running his own line. The Hot Shot actually is, as far as I know, the first official joke line to start after mine. Fluke came in right after that.
Well, now an inevitable question, talking to you. Are you bald?
What's this, ass, Brett? You ask questions like that. Of course not.
You are not?
No.
Three
or four hairs that grow on my head are so long, they curl around and cover everything.
Do you enjoy fruit salad and orange
juice? Where?
Where? Mrs. Ann is here.
You promised me a fruit salad if I talk to you on the phone.
Well, your mother will be coming over shortly to deliver you one.
My mother always makes them. I want some extra fruit salads from new people. I want new recipes.
I also understand that you very much enjoy Bach.
Who told you?
He did.
Your computer.
Yes, my little $200 Kim loves Bach.
How did it come to be that you were made sport of in your bald?
I don't know. I don't know. Who's bald? I think people just made it up. Well, everybody who has seen me doesn't think I'm bald.
I do.
You are going to get killed for breath, Aspera.
He's working on it.
Well,
I haven't had a drink of blood all day.
Oh.
I've got a couple of students who, if they pester me any further, I'll take theirs. I'd like to complain publicly. Anybody listening, that maybe not too many people are allergic to your cigarettes if you smoke, but I'll tell you, I wish you knew how harmful it was to innocent people.